praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God, we give you all the glory. Lord, we praise you and adore you.
Hello and welcome to the Thought Leader Podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and today we have a special conversation with Pastor Steve Zank, John Boonenberg, and Dan Reiner. Pastor Zank from Concordia Irvine, John Boonenberg from Concordia Ann Arbor, and Dan Reinert from Frankenmuth and St. Lawrence. And we're bringing these three men together because we just led our first community worship network gathering on the campus of Concordia Ann Arbor. And I'd like to start by having each of you share a little bit about this experience, what it was like getting this group together, because it was a great turnout and great conversation. So Pastor Zank, let's begin with you.
Jeff, thanks for having me. This is a great gathering. I think for the biggest reason of all, is that there are people in ministry contexts who need support. People who need each other, people who have insights to share with other practitioners. And, you know, you can do plan areas, you can do a variety of talks. But I think at the bottom line, the most important thing that happens in these kind of events is supporting people in real life ministry contexts.
John?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jeff and Steve. I would agree with Steve that we want to be a resource in all things. And this is such a great forum to do that in a very active way. I think as church workers, certainly musicians, directors of music, but I think pastors as well, it's such an island often, and we are in our little silos and our local contexts, and I think it's so healthy to be able to interface with one another, to learn from one another, sometimes just to feel like you're not alone. And these discussions, I know, have been such a blessing to me, and we just hope that they're a blessing to our wider community.
Dan, how about you?
I think one of the big things is it's so easy to get stuck in the rut of, I'm preparing for this weekend. Sunday's always coming, and it's always there, and you're always working, and you get so stuck in the immediate needs of getting ready for this weekend that you don't think about different things that could be done or how you could do things in another way or a way that's more effective. And so to have time to get together with other people and talk about that and think about why do we do the things we do and how is a better way to do this and who is a resource that I can reach out to that is going to help me think through this and develop different ways of doing things.
Now, each of you three had different topics and different things that you talked about. Share a little bit about the topic that you talked about, and then maybe some of the key takeaways that people can take from this.
Steve Zank, I'm here as a theologian. And so what I wanted to share while I was here was to help practitioners of worship who think about worship reclaim a Lutheran distinctive to how we think about worship. Oftentimes, it's true, we're in relationship with other church bodies, not even officially, but in terms of brothers and sisters in Christ. And so sometimes I think, though, we adopt a Roman Catholic aspect or approach to theology. In other ways, we're tempted to adopt a Pentecostal approach to worship theology, depending on what styles we draw from or resources we're drawing from. And so my attempt is to help kind of reclaim and recapture what is distinctly Lutheran about worship for us. What are the things that make us Lutheran distinctly? And then secondly, as we do that, when we think about designing worship as Lutherans, what are some of the lenses that we use that help us make the right kind of decisions?
John, how about you?
Yes, I think I was so happy to have Steve's framework of those lenses. I think it dovetailed nicely, and that's just another one of the benefits of these gatherings, right, is one thing kind of informs the other. We were looking specifically on the church musician's side. What are some of these aspects that get at those Lutheran distinctives that within the variety of styles that we have in the Lutheran Church of worship and music going on, that it all centers around being a steward, specifically of the assembly's voice, of the congregation, and what are some practical ways that we can do that. So, of course, we're talking about sort of general facets of showing service and support to the pastor and the liturgy, and adorning what's going on and educating through the music, and all of these different facets. But then what was really kind of exciting for me is we were able, in this kind of forum, to really have people ask specific questions. So we went all the way from talking about organ registration and, you know, how fast or slow you play certain hymns, to talking about the appropriate kind of modern worship setup for different contexts, and how you discern and theologically analyze modern worship songs. So we had a very wide breadth, and I think that's reflective of what we see certainly in the Michigan district, but I think all across the Synod. So it was fun to get that sort of wide range of discussion.
And obviously, Dan, as the director of media technology, there's a pretty wide breadth of things that you could cover as well, right?
Yeah, it was a little difficult to try and figure out how to address it. I focused mostly on sound, trying to, I guess, show people a little bit of how you do things so that it takes away the distractions that can sometimes happen in worship. I always look at it, that's one of my main goals, is to provide a distraction-free worship experience for people who are in our services or watching online or other ways. So technical issues can often lead to distractions. And so just trying to give people a little bit of a resource, a little snippet of some ways that they can try and avoid those things.
And we want to thank Pete Prock now for putting the Community Worship Network gathering together. This is our first one. Where do you think we can go with this? What kind of topics do you think maybe we can tackle in the next few as we kind of move along in this?
All right, I guess I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Well, I just think it's so rich, worship. I mean, it's sort of never ending. And as you, as we evolve and as we delve deeper into theology, it just seems like there's new side topics. There's the very practical aspect. I think of like the three. What does Wally call them?
Yeah, the Center for Worship Leadership at Concordia University Irvine talks about the three cores.
Right.
That the three things, three ways that someone leads worship need to be formed. Theology at the center. It's the least flexible. Our theology. And then leadership skills, and then finally at the outside of this chord model is the technical skills. You know, how do I play guitar? How do I pick music? How do I run a soundboard? So I think that's what you're referring to.
Exactly.
These different
and that's so, yeah, that's so rich. I mean, there's not enough future events to fill it, to cover it all, right? So I just think it'll be exciting to watch how varied the topics are.
I think the one thing that is good, and I think something that we should strive for is to give people something they can use right away, something practical, but also give them something they have to think about and something that they really pushes them and stretches them and say, well, why do I do it this way? Or why do we as a church do it this way? But also then give them resources to help them think through those things and to you know, try to develop new ways of doing things. I think what Steve was talking about today, too, is just like, why do we do it? Why do we do the things we do? Well, there is a reason, but not everybody knows that, or maybe very few people know that. So let's think about, should we keep doing it this way, or should we do it differently or better, or what fits our context and our situation?
Pastor, go ahead. Is there something that you would like to see touched on?
I thought the food was quite good this time around. But I do miss the Zender's fried chicken, if we can get that over here somehow.
Yeah. Well, we are going to Frankenmuth in the not-so-distant future,
you go.
So that's good.
I think you saw the right there. I think that these kind of gatherings are essential. And I'm so excited it's happening here in the Michigan District. And I think that it's all about supporting the person who's doing the work and helping them understand their context. As a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod worker, maybe called or not called, either way, and as someone who works in Michigan and in their own contexts. And one area I'm really excited about us as a church thinking about, especially as things are shifting in our church culture quite a bit, is how do as musicians, as theologians, as pastors, how do we find and ourselves more and more in our communities? I'm really looking forward to the ways in which we can start exploring that together. I'm not here in Michigan, but I know that there's great partners here. Asking those kinds of questions is as church workers, how do we also benefit, impact our communities? Because, you know, sometimes we just get, you know, as Dan was saying, we end up just doing our job to quote unquote make Sunday happen, unquote, right? Yeah. And that could take up more than our work hours, just doing that. And so helping our people find a way to explore more balancing between job, family, community engagement. That's for us at the Center for Worship Leadership. The ways you can resource people to make their jobs easier and give them more margin is essential.
And Pastor, I know you have your own podcast. Why don't you go ahead and tell people what that is and where they can find it?
Yeah, I host conversations around the theology of worship. The podcast is called Theology in Motion because that's what we think we do when we gather for a service, that we're putting the theology into motion. We're enacting it. And that podcast, I interview a lot of authors of books around worship or people. It's an academic conversation, and we try to keep it practical across all kinds of issues that you would come across regarding theology and its interplay with worship.
So I want to mention that the district will have many more Community Worship Network gatherings throughout the state, so check them out. We'll be all around the state. So michigandistrict.org/CWN is where you can go to check out the events that are happening. Steve, John, Dan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.